Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is Nazim Abdul-Rashid. Nazim Abdul-Rashid, author of Reconnected: How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. Yes, again, Reconnected: How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self, the self you once were. Absolutely, absolutely. I'm glad we're back on the air now. There are a few challenges I had. I had a major neck surgery a couple weeks ago. So even right now, I have a neck collar on, so my voice is not the same as it was before. But God willing, we'll still have a fantastic show. Absolutely. So welcome to part 6 of the Conscious Parenting and Personal Growth Show. Okay, all based from my book, Reconnected. Again, Conscious Parenting and Personal Growth, part 6. All right? Okay, fantastic, fantastic. And so I encourage everybody to go to the archives and hear the other episodes. blogtalkradio.com/emailalfred. Again, blogtalkradio.com/emailalfred. And scroll down and you'll see my picture, and you'll see the title right there, Conscious Parenting and Personal Growth, and listen to all the episodes. That way you'll be up to date when we're talking. And those of you who have your copy of Reconnected, just follow along, because I'm reading and expounding from the book, okay, as it pertains to the topic, all right? All right, then. We spent a lot of time last couple of sessions on self-esteem. Self-esteem, very important for your children to have, very important for you to have. All right? Well, we went through that. And the very next thing we have to talk about is gratitude. Yes, gratitude. All right? Now, to me, it's kind of obvious why this is so important, but we can't assume anything, can we? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, my website, after the three W's, we have clouds of abundance.com, cloudsofabundance.com, all right? And you can email me at nrbookclub@gmail.com, nrbookclub@gmail.com, all right? All right, fantastic. Okay. Yeah, this area, gratitude, is so important to understanding why life continues to bring us joy and happiness, and also disappointments and sadness. Why nothing happens right for us, it seems, and why we experience layer upon layer of bliss and tranquility. Mm-hmm. Why more and more layers of doom have our name on it, and why our tomorrows are predictably harmonious and happy. Yeah. Now, too many children are not taught this important principle. No kids hear the blessing at the dinner table, but that gratitude connection is hardly ever made. Yeah, kids and adults take too many things for granted. All right? Now, as you're arming yourself to be the best parent you can be, make sure you have this vital piece of ammunition ready for action. Mm-hmm, yeah. A high self-esteem, high self-image, and an attitude of gratitude go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. The more you value yourself and see yourself achieving, the more you want to give thanks. When a person devalues themselves, sees themselves as a victim, and don't feel responsive to life, then they will not have the feeling of being grateful. You see, in their mind, they're saying, grateful for what? Feeling like I should go off and die somewhere? Feeling like I have no worth whatsoever? Feeling like there is no positive future for me at all? Feeling like no one really cares? Feeling like my coming here was just an accident. feeling unwanted, feeling like my parents really wanted to abort me. Yeah, for being a cutter, getting the only pleasurable feeling from self-inflicted pain, for needing to control others through manipulation, guilt, and abuse, huh? Feeling like illicit drug use and a transient lifestyle has my name on it? Feeling like I'm here only to serve others and my voice has no impact? Wow. Wow, think about that. Mm-hmm. Children need to know the formula for life, formula for an abundant life, formula for a life that is always giving, formula for receiving more out of life, formula for realizing goals, formula for successful relationships, mm-hmm. formula for successful business initiatives, formula for increasing income, mm-hmm. formula for loving, giving families, which naturally include loving and giving children. Oh, well, a lot to think about. When children see their parents showing gratitude to God, to one another, to others, and to their children, those children will have a strong respect for that parent that they would not ordinarily have. Yep, sure you're right. When children internalize gratitude, they're kinder, gentler, and more giving of themselves. When children are grateful, they feel good inside and want to share the inner joy and contentment. Mm-hmm. That is their way of showing gratitude. Thank you for being my friend. Yeah. I have some toys here. Do you want to play with them? The words thank you should be the child's daily mantra. There is always something to be grateful for. Yeah. Always. Mm-hmm. The child needs to be taught this so they will grow up with an appreciating manner instead of an obstinate, ego-centered one, which a lot of them are groomed to be today. Mm-hmm. A loving, grateful child is a joy to behold and to spend time with. I love it. I love it. See, we have to remember that if the child is not feeling and demonstrating good feelings within, gratitude is nowhere near to that child's consciousness. Yeah. We can't expect that child to be and feel grateful if that child is not feeling good within, is not validated enough, and their self-esteem are less than zero. Yeah. So I want you to envision the word and energy of appreciation as I'm using the word gratitude. Yeah, yeah. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Appreciation raises the value of the object in question, as in appreciating real estate. Yeah. Appreciation has a higher vibration than gratitude. When you typically use the word gratitude, you will notice what you don't have. That energy and vibration of lack comes into your vibrational field. So we will use the words interchangeably to make our points clearer. Okay? Yeah. Anytime you hold the vibration of lack, that energy will cause an attraction of like energy. So the stronger energy of appreciation is what we want to put more emphasis on. Everybody got that? You appreciate it. Think about it. When you just say, "I appreciate you so much. You do so much around here. I really appreciate the person that you are. Thank you for being that person. I appreciate everything you're doing." See? Yeah. Versus this. "I'm grateful for everything you have done around here. Yes, I'm totally grateful. Thank you very much. Thank you." Right there you could feel there's more energy to the word, I'm sorry, appreciation versus gratitude. Yeah, try it. So there are so many things in our life to be appreciative for, and it would be a real challenge to list them. This is why many people who have a raised consciousness have gratitude or appreciation journals. And we could have died in our sleep last night and not experienced the miracle of waking up. We didn't have to have a nice warm bed to sleep in, or to have a nice warm, cozy house or apartment to live in, or have a wonderful, refreshing shower, clean water to drink, and good, wholesome food to eat. You see, these are only a handful of items that could be in our appreciation journal. Absolutely. Now, what about the construction crew that built your home or apartment building? The manufacturing company that made your bed and other furniture? The plumbers and electricians contracted to work on your house as it was being built? What about the air? Yeah, the air that you are breathing. In some areas of the world, the air is so polluted that the breathing is adversely affected by the pollutants, which in turn affects people's immune systems, which brings on dis-ease. Some people have to wear those little paper masks every single day. You hear stories on the news all the time about airborne illnesses. Yeah, yeah. Keep that in mind. Remember, the more you show appreciation, the more you will receive back your blessings. Now, blessings can come in various forms. Always look at that. Yeah. Sometimes when you see blessings, they're so abstract, people say, oh, I don't know what that is. Blessings, what would that mean? Show me the money, baby. Yeah. Yeah. So here's a list of the blessings. The job or contract that you need. Living a life of financial independence. The mate you are seeking. The house of your dreams, the peace in your family, completing your doctoral program, witnessing the manifestations of your talents and gifts, health and other family members previously plagued by addictions and self-defeating behaviors, acceptance of differences and the relishing of similarities, the recognition and acceptance of the unique spirit within you and how that spirit has its own destiny and path to follow. Pretty good, huh? Okay, as you notice, children who are focusing on what they don't have and what someone else is doing to them, playing the victim role in their negative role in life, suggest to them to start listing all the things that are actually working in their life. Yeah, all the good things. This will be a start of an appreciation journal for them. When they do this, a shift in their thinking starts to take place. Where before this exercise, they were dominated by the complaints and the things that weren't working for them. Now, after this exercise, feel good about what they do have and what is working for them. All right? Like, what's working for them? Parents that love them. Clean clothes to wear. A nice house to live in. A nice neighborhood. Beautiful trees close by. Friendly people around. Good food provided to them. Warm bed. Yeah, for sure. All right. Everybody got that? That's so wonderful. A warm bed. Now, as they are feeling appreciative for what they do have, good feelings increase within. The law of attraction kicks in. Yep. and more things and bring more things to them to be appreciative for. Like John Martini says of The Secret, quote, whatever we think about and think about, we bring about. Let me say that again. Whatever we think about and think about, we bring about. When you start to feel differently about the things that you have, more will come your way. Now, Rhonda Byrne says, it is impossible to bring more into your lives if you are feeling ungrateful, appreciative about what you have. Why? Because the thoughts and feelings that you are emitting are all negative emotions, and those feelings cannot bring you what you want. They can only return to you what you do not want. Those negative emotions are blocking the good from getting to you. Yeah. And I suppose, as a young child, that you have been mistreated by a boy down the street. Okay, let's kind of set this up. The boy called you stupid. Now, you now dwell on that remark. You get more upset as the day goes on and you start becoming distracted by violent fantasies toward this guy. Now, do you see what just happened here? Those negative emotions block any good from coming in. Those same feelings start increasing until nothing healthy resided within. The law of attraction was at work. Yeah, again. Follow that? Yeah. Now, you could have thought about the many friends you do have and the kindness that they display with you. As those good, positive thoughts dominate your mind, you start to attract more thoughts to feel good about. Yeah, isn't it something? This is appreciation in action. And when you are dealing with little ones, it is important to put these kind of ideas into a practical package for them. Yeah, little ones will demonstrate appreciation more instead of verbalizing appreciation. So as adults, we have to suggest ways that they can demonstrate these appreciation principles. Everything has to be age appropriate. Of course, we know that. They can share more, hug more, and laugh together more. Yeah. They can show appreciation in their body language as kids think more about it. Appreciation and what others have done for them, they are less likely to dwell on what is not working for them, falling into despair and or depression. Yeah, kids get depressed. Yeah, I was kind of a depressed child myself. I was very suicidal behind lack of validation, you know. That's very important. Now, another expert in the field, Wallace Wattles, in his book, The Science of Getting Rich, yeah, good book, The Science of Getting Rich, states that, quote, the law of gratitude is the natural principle. The action and reaction are always equal and in opposite directions. Okay. All right. If you want the results that you are after, then you have to acknowledge and internalize this principle or law. Wiles continues by saying, quote, the grateful outreaching of your mind in thankful praise to the Supreme is a liberating or expenditure force. It cannot fail to reach that to which it is addressed. And the reaction is an instantaneous movement toward you. All right. Now, this is a wonderful concept to share. Yeah, share with your youth, as this internalized idea will help them throughout their tween years and turbulent adolescent period as well. Just knowing that their grateful thoughts alone will reward them with more to be thankful for, causing more good feelings. Yeah, it's very satisfying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me say that one again. Make sure they got in there. Just knowing that the grateful thoughts alone will reward them with more to be thankful for, causing more good feelings, is satisfying. And as they show their gratitude or appreciation to others, understanding the law of gratitude, they will feel good, knowing that action will return to them also. Wilds goes on to say, Waddles, to permit your mind to dwell upon the inferior is to become inferior and surround yourself with that which is inferior. Wow. See, the mind operates on the most dominant thought. So if your dominant thought is on what is not working or on what people are doing to you, then you're going to receive that kind of energy again, 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 and again. Yeah. Now, I knew this concept all too well as a child. Yep, my own personal story here. It is not surprising that my mind would be preoccupied with negative thoughts on many occasions, as my self-esteem and self-image were very, very low. See, in the back in those days, you know, I didn't have any coaches or mentors helping me, guiding me in the right direction. Wallace Wattles, it is his name right here, Wallace Wattles, quote, really rings true with me as I felt inferior often. And that feeling was reinforced by my dysfunctional environment. Life has to have meaning for you. You need validation. You also need some healthy level of self-esteem, self-image, and self-worth, which all have to be in place as prerequisites. In order for this idea of gratitude or appreciation is to have a place within. Yeah. Okay. Now, if y'all follow me along, remember the story of Megan I was talking about before? Megan and Heather and all that, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's why it's important to hear. Right now, we're in part six here, the first five, because I talk about stories in part two that affect part seven. Yeah, so very important to pick this up. Megan, okay. Due to the continued harassing felt by her sister Heather, Megan had negative fantasies regularly. She dreamed of pushing her sister off a cliff, finding new ways to tell her parents what bad thing her sister did or some other way to get back at her. Now, there are no mentors, and she's from El Dorado, Wichita, yeah. So she was left to her own devices, Kansas. Which did not serve her well. She felt inferior, which was reinforced by the berating statements from her sister. Yeah. Appreciation is another important layer to be implemented as needed. Appreciation by itself can reap tremendous rewards for your child, you, and everyone that comes into your environment. Appreciation has its own powerful energy transmitted to those that are close by. Yeah, everybody got that? All right. Now, I was in one of my favorite healthy grocery stores in the checkout line. The cashier asked me if I found everything that I needed. Yeah. I responded with, I most certainly did. I really appreciate the wonderful, healthy choices in here. By the way, how are you doing? Well, she lit up and responded with, I'm doing much better now. Thank you very much. Yeah. See, the gratitude energy becomes infectious, and it grows and grows. You start looking for more things to be grateful for. That energy is very fulfilling, and you want more of it. That is one of the main things that make us real human beings. Yeah. Demonstrating the law of gratitude. Giving and receiving. Wanting others to feel good. Giving back something of what was given to you. Yeah, and Louise Hay says, more good cannot come in if we see only the lack in things. Be aware of what you have and be grateful, so more can come in. Yep. Let's say it again. More good cannot come in if we see only the lack in things. Be aware of what you have and be grateful, so more can come in. Yeah, for sure. Louise Hay has a wonderful gesture of gratitude that she uses a lot, almost all the time in her workshops. She simply stretches her arms out and says, I am open and receptive to all good. Again, I am open and receptive to all good. She says that when you do that simple exercise, the universe is listening, is lying to, yeah, respond to you. Mm-hmm, absolutely. Too many of us are comfortable with the exercise because we have some kind of resistance within. You're uncomfortable. Yeah, yeah. Some people can't do it. Some people can't look in the mirror and say, I love you. Just can't do it. Can't do it. They don't like what they see. Yeah, yeah, for sure. You see? Yeah, yeah. You know, it is in this resistance where healing needs to take place. Good cannot come in if it is not welcome. Would you want to be anywhere where you were not welcome and made to feel ill at ease? Think about it. We have to want good. We have to have an attitude of appreciation always. Just think about it. Say you're a pessimistic kind of person. You're a parent. How do you think your kids are going to turn out? Even though you tell them, do what I say, not as I do. And you know. You know that does not work. Kids be what they see. Now that's a truism. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Now, Louise Hay, going back to her, Louise Hay, all right, she says that when you do that simple exercise, universe is listening and will respond to you. Too many of us are uncomfortable with the exercise because we have some kind of resistance within. It is in this resistance where healing needs to take place. I said it a little while ago, right? Yeah. It is in this resistance where healing needs to take place. Yeah, we have to want good. We have to have an attitude of appreciation always. We have to feel good inside and want the same for others. We have to think of the endless things in our environment that we are grateful for. We have to acknowledge the miracle of our birth into the world. Have you ever taken the time to reflect on the fact that many births were not and are not successful? Yeah. Often a baby and or the mother died in the process. Matter of fact, I heard last week, a young one. You know, she was 31, I guess. You know, she died. Babies live. She had twins. Twins live, but she died in the process. Sad, sad, sad. Yeah. It is a miracle that you were born in a wonderful, healthy form with all your limbs in place and your mind and brain clear of abnormalities or normal, yeah, or anomalies. Abnormalities. A lot of people here cannot say those things. There's a prayer that I say every time that my eyes are awakened in the morning. It is, thank you for resurrecting me from the dead state of sleep. End quote. Sometimes we take waking up for granted. You did not have to wake up this morning. I'm open and receptive to all good. Should be our mantra through the day. Beauty is everywhere when we are in a receptive frame of mind. Okay. Now try this on for size. When you're riding in the car and you come to a stop, maybe at the store or even a stoplight, close your eyes and focus on a particular color. Keep that color clearly in your mind. Surround yourself with that color. Okay, got it? Now open your eyes and look around. You see that color, don't you? Try it again. Why is it that you didn't notice that color before? It was always there. It is the same with beauty. We can focus on beauty everywhere if we want to. If you want to. When you do, you see beauty everywhere. Now, after you notice the beauty, always remember to say thank you. Every thank you is a deposit into the universe in our behalf, which then comes back to us with more to be thankful for. Just think of the benefits our many children will have when they internalize this enriching concept. Well, your child will benefit because of what you now have in your arsenal of knowledge ready for disbursement. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? That is so, so, so very important. People just don't understand it. They don't understand it. You know? That's why when you say thank you, mean it. Mean it, knowing the process, knowing that a sincere thank you, a sincere I appreciate, ... goes out there and helps build your life. Yeah. You start creating building blocks for your life. That's why it's so important to put appreciation out there. Remember, appreciation has a higher and stronger vibration than gratitude. They're both good now. But, you know, it's always best to try to get to the highest vibration. Appreciation is higher, okay? Even in the word, it means to raise the value. Think about that. All right? Now, we talked about gratitude, appreciation, all right? Now, like I said before, I always want to remind you, this is not just for parents. This is for you as a human being, adult, you know? And see, that's why, you know, all my programs are always for more than one purpose. That's why I call it conscious parenting and personal growth. You got to have it together within. All right? And then you have the children, and you pass it on to them. All right? But bottom line, it's about you needing what you have to have in order to have the successful, productive life you say you want for yourself. Okay? Very important. All right? Now, the next personal growth area is faith. F-A-I-T-H, faith. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All right? And we're not just talking about faith in a religious context. You can put it there if you like. This show, as you should know, is very inclusive. We enjoy Buddhists listening to the show. We enjoy Sikhs listening to the show. We enjoy Jews listening to the show. We enjoy Baha'is listening to the show. We appreciate Christians listening to the show. Yeah. Hindus listening to this show. Everybody. Okay? Now, I'm going to give a quote by a good friend, Dr. Naeem Akbar. He says, faith is the evidence of things unseen. It is a way of knowing. It is knowing. Without faith, one cannot know on the particular plane of reality that faith gives us access to. If you don't have faith, you are not able to see the evidence of things unseen. Faith is a divine gift to us that gives us access to realities that otherwise we could not know, end quote. All right, all right. Y'all got that one. All right. And a lot of people calling and listening, which is wonderful, praise God. If you want to ask a question or be a part of this timely discussion, all you got to do is hit the number one. I'll see that and bring you right on. Okay. One without faith cannot see invisible reality. In invisible reality, we will find a plan beyond our plan, a way beyond our way, a path beyond our path, answers beyond our answers. We will see this when we can cultivate the consciousness of faith. Hear that? The consciousness of faith. Very, very important. Okay? See, we will now be able to see beyond what our physical eyes make known to us. I'm going to go through the five senses here. Okay? All right? When our eyes, death, destruction, and chaos, our internal eyes give us hope and promise. When our heart gives us broken promises and betrayal, our inner hearts gives us the promise of eternal love and satisfaction. when our sense of touch gives us abrasiveness and abuse, our internal touch gives us compassion, warmth, and comfort. When our ears give us profanity and berating comments, our internal ears give us esteem building. Our internal ears give us esteem building words, assuring us of our place on God's favored list. Yeah, think about that. Assuring us of our place on God's favored list. When our nose gives us the scent of filth and disease, our internal nose gives us the sweet smell of a divinely protected environment which is life-producing, relaxing, and comforting. Big mouthful there, huh? All right, faith gives you the ability to believe in the impossible. When I use the word impossible, I'm talking about the invisible reality mentioned above. To those without faith, believing in invisible reality is believing in the impossible because they cannot see what you see. Therefore, it is impossible. Rationally, it might be impossible and physically impossible, but it is entirely possible and probable to you because of faith. Come on with it. Mm-hmm. In our history, we find many people who believe in realities without rational evidence to support their beliefs. They were called crazy or possessed. Some just said, just leave those folks alone. They don't know what they are talking about. They see things all the time. Stay away from them. Who knows what got into them? Mm-hmm. For people without faith, it is easy to understand these comments. Those with faith have that assurance that tells them, quote, everything is going to be all right. It might be gloomy today, but your promise tomorrow is bright and sunny. It might look like your finances are under par and you are going to experience material losses, but your faith in invisible reality says that you have financial gain on your plan and accomplishments beyond your present comprehension. Yeah. Faith is a sense of unconscious. No. Faith is a state of unconscious. Oh, mistake. I'm sorry. All right. Faith is a state of consciousness. It is a state of awareness. And it is through that state of awareness that we gain access to another experience of reality. Well, that's another one by Dr. Naeem Akbar. When you have faith, you are in a state of awareness. This awareness of feelings, this state of awareness also tells you that you are on a path to receive reward. This state of awareness also tells you that you are to align your life according to God's characteristics to receive more from Him. Characteristics such as love for all creation, compassion, empathy, honoring self and the divine spirit in others, limitless abilities, being powerful, self-sufficiency, guiding, mentoring, and modeling for others, being patient, source of peace, being equitable, just, and fair, appreciative, generous, truthful, strong, and dependable, protecting, giver, and maintenance of life. That's something. Now, let's break this down. Faith, F-A-I-T-H. It has been described as feel as if the thing has happened already. Feel as if the thing has happened already. Mm-hmm. Faith is having such a firm picture of your desired reality in mind You feel as if your vision has already happened, for there is no room for doubt. Scripture says, God has left the pen and the ink has dried. Yeah. To the believer, the matter is a done deal. Yeah. Yeah. People that have subscribed themselves to a religious path and are truly believing practitioners of their faith know exactly what I am referring to here. You have to really know that God has not forsaken you and that you deserve to have the vision you are internalizing. First, you have to remember that you have to deserve before you desire. Got that? Let me say it again. You have to deserve before you desire. For that's what deserving means. You have, if you have some issues with your own self-worth not being what it should be, then you have to first work on raising that up to your new desired standard. Yeah, everybody got that? Now, there's an image I hold dear, and I remember from an Indiana Jones movie. Okay? Now, in this movie, Indiana Jones went through trial after trial and near-death experiences. When he thought he was finished and came out of a cave, he saw nothing but darkness. He was told to go straight ahead. But, he was told to go straight ahead. And but what all he saw was this fog and gloom. He finally came to an edge. Yeah, he finally came to an edge with no way across the deep divide. He looked down and saw nothing but a foggy abyss. He looked across the divide and saw another mountain edge. Yeah, he saw that. His journey was to take him across to that side, but there was no way over the canyon. Then the guiding voice said to him, "Have faith. Step forward. Step toward the edge and the bridge will appear. Proceed as if the bridge were there to secure your way. Why would the bridge appear if you didn't need it? Step out on faith and your way will be made for you." You see, he had to believe in an invisible reality. His faith provided evidence of the unseen. He stepped out literally on faith, and then guess what happened? The bridge appeared, securing his way across the canyon. Now, this metaphor stays with me as I shared it in the classrooms in the book. Matter of fact, for those of you who have this book, look at the beginning of this chapter. You see the same thing. Someone, stepping out blindfolded across the outward cliff, and a bridge coming right on up to the catcher. Yeah. Here's another quote from Naeem Akbar. "The senses are the evidence of things seen. The senses give us information about those things that are here in this particular plane of reality. The senses represent a level of consciousness about concrete material reality. Reason is evidence of what can be, because it is through reason that creates the level of consciousness that lets us conceive and conceptualize. It is based on the appreciation of order, interconnection, and the analysis of things related to all other things by which we can begin to see beyond what is through reasoning." Wow, Dr. Naeem Akbar. Pretty heavy there, huh? Yeah, it's really something. Let me say it again. All right. "The senses are the evidence of things seen. The senses give us information about those things that are here in this particular plane of reality. The senses represent a level of consciousness about concrete material reality. Reason is evidence of what can be, because it is through reason that creates the level of consciousness that lets us conceive and conceptualize. It is based on the appreciation of order, interconnection, and the analysis of things related to all other things by which we can begin to see beyond what is through reasoning. All right, Dr. Akbar, all right. Okay, we can use reason to explore possibilities in our lives. It is through this reasoning process that we begin to discover what faith can produce. What faith can produce. Yeah. Yeah. If faith can't produce anything, why have faith? As we go further and further on this path, we start letting go of old thinking, old traditions that don't work anymore for us. Old patterns of behavior and old associates. That's right. On the reasoning path are questions we ask ourselves. Why am I holding on to these beliefs about myself? Why am I holding on to these biases about people? Why am I thinking the way that I do? Why am I holding on to hate, resentment, and anger? Why am I fearful to look into my eyes in the mirror? Why do I dread another day? Why do I involve myself in religious traditions that no longer serve my highest good? Hello. Why do I submit my whole self to my job as if it is God? Why do I ignore the cries from my inner child? Oh, yes. Why do I act against my child like my parents did with me? That's a big one. Why do I see risk and failures more than the positive possibilities? Why am I leery to begin any relationships? Why can't I trust and love others? Why do I surround myself with people who are not grounded in faith and not living a conscious life? Wow, let me say that again. Why do I surround myself with people who are not grounded in faith and not living a conscious life? See, we all have faith within us, and all we have to do to benefit from this faith is to first realize that this faith is given to us by God. And then we ask for help in our excavation process as we dig deep within. We have heard, the kingdom of heaven lies within. Now, there's an app story entitled Acres of Diamonds. Yeah, Acres of Diamonds. Y'all heard this before? Originally told by Earl Nightingale. This is my first personal growth leader. My first one, actually, I heard that got me into this whole field. Yeah. I spent 20 years as a mental health and drug counselor, so I've been around and heard a lot of stories and seen a lot of things. All right. I'll paraphrase the story here. In a certain African country, there was a discovery of diamonds that sent many farmers on the search for their treasure. One farmer dreamed of his own search for diamonds, but was fearful in letting go of his property and responsibilities as he enviously watched the frenzy of diamond miners. Well, a man approached his property, looked around a little bit, and offered this farmer a sizable amount of money for his lot. Well, this is all this farmer wanted to hear. He gladly accepted the offer and took off in his financial pursuits. You see, this new owner took interest in some special rocks on the property. These rocks turned out to be diamonds in their raw state, and the new owner was literally standing on acres of diamonds. This new owner had the knowledge of diamonds, yeah, in the raw state where the original farmer did not. Yeah. Isn't there something? Yeah. Very, very important to understand this story. You see? The moral of the story is clear. Have faith in what you have already been given. Instead of always thinking that your blessing is outside yourself on someone else's property. You have acres of diamonds already divinely placed within you, each and every one you have this. And this is what we should tell our children. You just have to be able to recognize your riches in their undeveloped state, right? Just as it takes pressure to produce the gem you see in the jewelry stores, it takes pressure from you to produce your treasures. This is where faith, faith flowers. You know without doubt that you're going to receive great things, that you're on the path of progress and possibilities. You already have accepted the fact that you will have to apply the pressure of work, consistency, and healthy thinking habits to manifest your riches. You see the end results first. Give thanks for it before you actually receive it. Claim victory now and celebrate your success. See, this is the picture of faith, and this is what a lot of us don't understand. Yeah. Yana Vincent, a lot of y'all like her. She's on Oprah on the Fix Your Life series there. She says, we are the living faith. When you look into the mirror, you should see faith. We didn't have to be here as many people are not today. But just being present, alive, and well, able to wake up and experience a new day is evidence of faith. Remember, the big Holocaust, I'm talking about the big one, not the small one in Germany, the big one from Africa to the North America. You know, millions of our ancestors died. The strongest ones made over here, and we are products of those strongest ones. You've got the best, strongest, healthiest genes in your DNA right now. Yes, strongest. Absolutely. Most of us have experienced faith in action if we have lived long enough. For some, it might be going through a recovery process from an addiction or bad marriage. Oh, yeah. I bear witness. For some, it might be leaving or getting a job. For some, it might be finding that soulmate and prosperity partner and allowing yourself to be vulnerable, although you have been hurt often before. Yeah. For some, it might be finally speaking up for yourself. For some, it might be following a natural health program that you have been fighting internally for years because you are afraid or unsure of the results. And represent change, and you're afraid of that too. You might feel guilty going against some family eating traditions. For some, it might be receiving benefits of a new religious path. For some, it might be experiencing surgery where the doctor painted a negative picture, but in the end, the results were in your favor. Yeah. For some, it might be committing yourself to a higher college education. For some, it might be joining the army with the positive benefits. Are you getting a picture now? Are you feeling this? Are you feeling the picture? Well, this is so important to understand. So important to understand. Yeah. I want everybody to feel this. Faith, you know, I'm telling you, this is why when I prefaced the beginning of this area, I said, you know, this is not a religious kind of a program. I'm not speaking religion here. You see, because everybody has different paths. But faith speaks to those who have vision. A vision for themselves and want to pass this visioning or this vision over to their young ones. But I mean, first it's yours. That's why the title is called Conscious Parenting and Personal Growth. Yeah. You gotta grow personally first before you can actually offer this to your little ones. Right? Now, if you don't have little ones, take the good out of anything I've said and apply it where it needs to be applied. All right? That's very important. Okay? It is important to make action a dominant factor in this faith process. You can't be satisfied with having all the faith you can imagine and afterwards do absolutely nothing reinforce your newfound belief. You can't even hold on to your great faith, image, and possibility if you do nothing to make it a reality. The faith gives you the motivation to create the change you are seeking. Faith gives you the certainty that your reward from your honest efforts will be there waiting for you. Faith gives you the insights and the vision, of the end result, which is predicated on you doing the work necessary for its achievement. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no shortcuts around this. Yeah. Now, make certain that your action is inspired action. When you are spinning your wheels trying to get your car out of the snow, there's a whole lot of snow out there right now, you are in action mode, isn't that right? But this kind of action is not gaining you any traction. The idea of simply working hard to make something happen is not necessarily the best way of realizing your goals. Faith says that your desires are already yours. So you don't have to fight the currents of your life experiences to reach your goals. Since your desires are already in place for you, all that is necessary is for you to relax. Go forward only with inspired action. This, of course, takes faith that has to resonate within. See, working smart defeats working hard every time. Yeah. That's so important to understand that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes your reward is received without physical labor on your part. That's right. Yeah, it's not always, from your hard efforts, physical efforts. Sometimes faith, you can be in the sick. You can be sick in bed, have faith, and your goal is right outside your door from you being in bed. Remember, God does what God does. So we can't regulate God. You can't do that. But most of the time, the work is done intentionally, okay? Yeah. We can't regulate God's rewards to us based solely on what we are doing directly in those areas of interest. For example, we have absolute faith that we are going to meet our soulmate and life partner despite our many failed relationships. We know this because of our strong faith that God has us on his favored list and will reward us for our honest intentions and character. Our faith in God, along with our intention to always do what is right, will direct us toward the mate chosen for us. Our work and intentions are already registered with God. So all we need to do is to be consistent in our faith and deeds. God will do the rest. He will cover the how and when. Our part is the what and why. Y'all get that? Oh, man, so important. I say it all the time. God's area is the how and when. That's not up to you. Your area is the what and why. What do you want it? Why do you want it? What do you want and why do you want it? What are you going to do when you get it? Huh? Yeah. So you see, we can't predict when our rewards will reach us just because we are doing the work we think is needed. It all comes back to having faith first and foremost gives us the sense of knowing our reward has our name on it. Did you hear that one? Our reward has our name on it. Why? Because it belongs to us. God created it for us in the first place. It has our name on it. It has your name on it. Yeah. Oof. I got to take a pause right there. Plus, like I was saying before, I had some throat surgery a couple weeks ago, and my throat was kind of irritated, so I can't talk too long. But you know what? I really appreciate this opportunity to share with you. Yeah, Nazim Abdul-Rashid here, expounding from my book, Reconnected, How to Be Mentor to Your Child Self, the self you once were. Yes, I'm clearing my throat now a lot. My website, clouds.com, clouds nrbookclub@gmail.com by email, nrbookclub@gmail.com, nrbookclub@gmail.com, nrbookclub@gmail.com. All right? We'll be back, actually back 2 weeks from now, because of the surgery, I have to go back for some other follow-up tests, and so I'll be going back next week for that. So 2 weeks from now, we part 7, Conscious Parenting and Personal Growth, all right? Very important. All right, now you can get the book on Barnes & Noble and Amazon, ebook formats. If you have a Nook or a Kindle, you can get it that way too. But if you go to my site, cloudsofabundance.com, I will actually autograph it for you and mail it personally myself, okay? All right. Fantastic. Okay, with that in mind, we thank Imam Alfred Rahmat Rolamas to have this slot here. And he's always asked me to ask you to donate to the program because we need some sponsors to keep the show going. That's so important. And we go to blogtalkradio.com/Imam Alfred. After you register in Blog Talk, you can actually leave a message to make it happen, okay? Yeah, for sure. Very important to understand that. All right, in my show, I have a show on Saturdays called The Reconnected Show. The Reconnected Show comes on 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And you're going to call like you do call in this program at 1-347-994-2524. Again, 347-994-2524. Okay? My website there is blogtalkradio.com/reconnected. Again, Blog Talk Radio, like this one, same network. Yeah, blogtalkradio.com/reconnected, like the book, Reconnected. All right? All right, so that's it. So I appreciate the time. I appreciate your energy. I appreciate your concern. I appreciate you wanting a better life for yourself. We all need help. I need help too, you see? So I appreciate your prayers and your energy. With that, I'll leave with a peace that only God has to be with you. Assalamu alaikum.